ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Tumura Daf Dalid. We'll begin with the Gemara, which discusses the member of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. He says, Af Hamakdim Tshuma Libikurim is another example of a lav that even though there was no Maisi, he's still Gamalkis. If one is Makdim Hafroshas Tshuma to the Hafrosh of Bikurim. The Gemara says, "My time with the Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Omar Kro Meliyoscha v'demacha loisa acher meleya elu bikurim v'demacha elu tshuma." V'amr loisa acher. The Torah says loisa acher. Now we see that if one is makdim tshuma to bikurim, he's chayv malchus. Now the Achrayim, the Sfasemes, and others point out over here, l'chare all the Gemara brought was a makar that one is over alav if he's makdim tshuma to bikurim. The Gemara does not bring a makar which tells us that even though there's no ma'isa, still he gets malchus. That's what the Gemara should have to bring, since we have a cloud that lav she'im v'maisa in leikin alav. There are only a few exceptions, nishba, meimer, mekal, chaveri, b'shem. And those the Gemara brought us from Makar to tell us that even though there's no maisa, still he gets malchus. Here, when the Gemara brings the lav of maktim shum v'l'bikurim, the Gemara doesn't bring any Makar that tells us that you get malchus even though there's no maisa. All the Gemara seems to bring is a Makar that one is over a lav. And when the Gemara asked my time with Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, this is what the Gemara seems to have been asking. What is the reason that you get Malkus even though there's no Maisa? If that was the question of the Gemara, then the Gemara did not give an answer. In the Shirim from Abdo and Salvechik, he adds further, Akrachach, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina is not that one is over the Leisa say, because that's a Mefurish Mishnah. In Trumas Paragimel Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah says, Hamaktim Shumo Lebikurim, or Maisa Rishin Letrumo, Maisa Sheni Lerishin. All these cases, the Mishnah says, Afa pishu over beloisa say, Masha also osui. Shnemar miliosha vidimacha loisa acher, the Mishnah already quotes that he's over a loisa say. The point of that Mishnah is to say, don't think that since he's over the loisa say, it's nachal, rather Masha also osui. But Kapan, we see already from the Mishnah that there is a loisa say, Akarach the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina just was that he's chayv malchus, and Kapshuta, that's the shayla of the Gemara in my time with the Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. However, if so, the Gemara does not give a teretz. So the Sasema says, Ein Echanami, the Gemara really is only bringing a Makar that one is over a lav. We're not bringing a Makar that you get Malkus even though there's no Maisa. The reason why you do get Malkus is similar to that which Rabbi Yochanan said as far as Meimar, B'dibur Yosa Maisa, Hu Adin, Maktam Shumo the Bikurim is also B'dibur Yosa Maisa. As the Gemara really says, Beferish over here in Amud Beis, the other Gemara asks that as a Kashan of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, when the Gemara wanted to explain that really Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds the other way around, the Maktam Shum of the Bikurim does not get Malkus because it's aimed by Maisa. The Gemara asks, why should you not get Malkus? Why should it be different than Meimar? The same way Meimar gets Malkus because B'dibur Yosa Maisa, so to Maktam Shum of the Bikurim. From there you see the Gemara holds that the Pashta says, once the one is over a lav for being Maktam Shum of the Bikurim, then there should also be Malkus because B'dibur Yosa Maisa. This is how the Sasemas learns the Gemara over here in Amud Aleph. The Gemara is not really looking for a Makar that you get Malkus even though it's aimed by Maisa. The Gemara is only looking for a Makar that one is actually over a lav. Once you have a Makar that is over a lav, then already the Pashas will be that there is Malkus because B'diburu also Maisa. The Sfasemas finishes off and he says that if you look in the Shita Mikubetzes, it's Mevur, he was not gerz these words in the Gemara on my time with the Rabbi Sibir Chanina. The Shita Mikubetzes in Isaiah, he says over there the Rashi also was not gerz these words. And the Sfasemas says that's the Pshat because the Gemara is not looking for my time with the Rabbi Sibir Chanina. We're not looking for a Makar to that which the din is that he gets Malkus even though it's aimed by Maisa. For that, you don't need a Makar. That's because B'diburi also Maisa. The Gemara is just bringing Bechlal, what is the Makar that there is a lava for being Maktim Shumma the Bikurim. We're not looking for a Makar that there's a Chi of Malkus. And what exactly is the Josh of the Gemara Mleyascha v'demacha? The Gemara says, Meleya elu Bikurim, v'demacha elu Chumo. Rashi explains that Bikurim is referred to as Meleya, Mishum de la'altar shenismal ha'tfu of enigma melachto. Why is Truma called Demacha? Rashi explains, the Fishahimi Demas va'ila be'echarumeya. The Lashon of Demacha is the Lashon of Dimua. And the Torah is telling us not to be ma'acher the Meleya to the Dimua, meaning the Bikurim has to come before the Truma. Now what Rashi says that Bikurim is referred to as Meleya, Mishim del Alter Shenismala Hatvu of Enigma Melachto, Hukva Ali Bikurim. The Brisk Rav is bothered by this, and the Chedush agrees. And this is explained further in the Shum from David Soloveitchik. Bishma le'inyan Shuma, we find the concept that you need Gemar Melocha. We know that Tfuah has to have Miruach in order for it to be Chal on it, the Din Tevel, the Chiv to be Mafish Shuma. However, by Bikurim, we don't seem to find this concept of Gemar Melocha. Rashi over here says it has to be Nismal HaTfuah. What exactly is this Din of Nismal HaTfuah? And furthermore, the Briskov asks, there's a Mefurisha Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Bikurim, which says, Ketzer mafishin ha-Bikurim, Yerir adam l'toich sadeyu, v'roya ta'ina shabichro, eshkol shabiker, bimen shabiker, kosher begemi. You tie a string onto the fruit when it begins growing, v'aymer, and he says, Re'ilu Bikurim. Rav Shimon over there argues in the Tanakam, and Rav Shimon holds, Afa pikein chayis v'kara isam Bikurim, e'acha shi'itoshu minakarka, Rav Shimon holds, you have to be kara shim, after the fruit finished growing and was detached from the ground. The Tanakhama, however, holds that the Kriya Shem which he made, Bishas, that the fruit began growing, that's enough, you don't need another Kriya Shem. This is a steer to that which Rashi says over here, that only after it was Nismalatzvu of Enigma Malachto, that's when it could be hooked for as Bikurim. We understand why Rashi says this, he's coming to explain why Bikurim is referred to as Malaya, but L'chair still it's a steer to that Mishnah. The Biskrov quotes the Raman, the Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rash on the Mishnah, that explained the sheet of the Tanakhama is that the Lashon of the Pasuk in Parshas Bikurim is Inehi Vesi Reshes Priha Adomo. The Rishonim quote B'Shem the Yerushalmi that the Pshat in the Tanakhama is B'Shas Havo you need to have Pri. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Inehi Vesi Reshes Pri. B'Shas Havo Be'inon Pri Avo B'Shas Afrosho Afilu Boiseru Pagin. By the time he brings it, it has to already be a Pri, but the Afrosho could already be when the Pri begins to grow. And that Rav Shimon argues, and he holds the same way B'Shas Havo, it has to be a Pri. B'Shas HaFrosh also already has to have a Shem Pri. In order for it to have a Shem Pri, it has to have completed the growing process, and also has to already be detached. That's why Rav Shimon holds you have to be Kerei Shem once you already detached it from the ground. B'Akapam, since the Halacha we passing like the Tanakhama, what is the Pshat and Rashi over here who says that Malaya means Bikurim, because you could be Kerei Shem once it already completed growing. L'chair, according to the Tanakhama, once it begins growing, he could already be Kerei Shem. So the Biskrov explains that in truth, even according to the Tanakhama, the Maisa could only be Chal the Shem Bikurim after it completed growing and was detached from the ground. Since the Torah describes Bikurim as a Pri, only after it's Talosh to have a Shem Pri, that's when the Shem Bikurim could be Chal. The Arush the Mishnah Bikurim says that one could be Yerid L'Toich Sadeu and he could be Mafresh to Bikurim when it begins to grow. The Biskrov explains the Hafrosha could be done when it begins to grow, but the Maisa the Shem Bikurim is only Chal at a later point. He compares this to that which Reb Chaim says, L'inyin Chalo. Reb Chaim says that the Hafroshas Chalo could be done B'Shas Nesinas Mayim, when the water and the flower meet each other, even though the Maisa the Shem Chalo will only be Chal at a later point, after the dough is kneaded. So we find that the Hafrosha could be done before the Shem is actually Chal. So to L'inyin Bikurim, he could be Yeru L'Toich Sadei, when he could be Kari Shem, the Maisa is only going to get the status of Bikurim at a later point, when it's tallish from the ground. He explains that which Rashi says over here, La'acha shenismal ha'tfu of enigma malachto, hukva li bikurim. Lashon hukva li bikurim means it's chalonet Hashem bikurim, but not that you can only be mafreshit at that point, you can be mafreshit at an earlier point as soon as it begins to grow. Biskrov explains that once you do the hafrasha, once he's kari Hashem, although the pre continues to grow, and mass is added to more than what was there originally, you don't need an additional kri Hashem. The original Kriya Shem helps for what will grow later, but Akupam L'maisa, it's only Chal, the Shem Bikurim, it only gets the status of Bikurim, it only gets a din to bring it out to Yerushalayim after it becomes fully grown and detached from the ground. Now based on this, the Biskrov answers an additional Kasha, a Kasha Nhagoyis Agro over here. The Agro is on Taisis Dibra Maschum Eliyoschos Ubikurim. Taisis of their argues on Rashi, that which Rashi explained that Dimacha Elu Truma. The reason why Truma is called Dimacha is because Truma is Midamas, Dimu is a Lashon of a mixture, and Truma asers when it gets mixed with Chulin, it's only Oila Be'echer Memeo, Rashi says, it's only bottle if it's mixed one part Truma to 100 parts Chulin, as opposed to other types of Taruvis, there the din is that Midereisa, if there's Rav Heter, the Rav is Mevatel the Miut, Truma is only in this bottle if it's 100 to 1, that's why Truma is referred to as Dimacha, Dimacha is Miloshon Dimua. Tosis argues on this, and he says, this cannot possibly be the reason, because this din of Dimua is only din Darabana, not Deraisa. So how could this be the reason why the Torah refers to Truma as Dimacha? Tosis has a different pshat, B'Shem Rabbeinu Moshe Mipuntaiza, that the reason why Truma is called Dimacha is because that it's Noig Belach, not only B'Yavish, as opposed to Bikurim, which is only Noig B'Yavish, not Belach. One cannot bring Yain or Shemen for Bikurim. According to this, Dimacha is a Lashon of Dema, something which is fluid, that's referring to Truma and not Bikurim. Now, Maisa Bedas Rashi, the Achreinim quote, Rashi's mashman in a few places that the din, that Truma is only Oila Be'echar Umeya, is actually Midereisa, Rashi Menachos Tafayin Zayin Amir Beis, Dibur Maschel Midamas, and Psachim Mamdalad Amaralif, Dibur Maschel Mokim Magoi. Both of those places, Rashi's Mashma, that the din of Midamas, that Shum was only Oila Be'echer Omeya, is a din Dairaisa, Taisis and Bab Matsia, Daphne Gimel Amaralif, Dibur Maschel Va'oila Be'echer Omeya, quotes a Sifri that brings a Joshua for this din, that Shum was only Oila Be'echer Omeya. However, Taisis over there says it's a Smachta Ba'alma. He brings Rais that it's not a din Dairaisa. Rabbi Krager in the Golian Ashas on that Taisis quotes the Rashi Menachas, that finds Zayin. Rabbi Krager means to say that Rashi's Mashma, not like Taisis, Rashi's Mashma that it's a din Dairaisa. This Lachari will be the Mashmais of Rashi Bayas as well. And the Goy Sagrovi here, he says, we can answer Badas Rashi, Lav Dafka Be'echer Umeya. Rashi does not necessarily mean that the din of Echer Umeya is Midairaisa, just the Iker din that it is Midameya, that's Midairaisa. The Gra does not explain what is the Shir Midairaisa. And Shiyum from David Salvechik, he's bothered, what exactly does the Goyin mean? If what the Goyin means to say is that Midairaisa, the Chuma asers the Chulin, unless it's Batul Beroiv, then Chuma is not any different than other Yisurim. All Yisurim are like that. The Midairaisa, the aser, unless there's Roiv Heter. Why would this be a reason to refer to Chuma as Dimacha more than any other Yisur? Akabam, he wants to suggest over there, Rav David Salvechik, perhaps what the Goyin means to say is that Midairaisa, Chuma's Batul, if it's 1 out of 100, meaning 1 to 99, that's already Din Dairaisa. Once it is already 1 to 99, the Chuma's 1 out of 100, then it's Mutter Midairaisa, but it's still Aser Midarabanan, unless it's 1 to 100, meaning 1 out of 101. That's a Din Darabanan. But Akapanim, the Goyin then continues and he asks a different Kashan Rashi. He says, L'chorot Bikurim also the Din is that it's Midamas, up into Echer B'meya. So why is this a reason to call Chuma Dimacha more than Bikurim? Bikurim has the same din of Truma, it's also Midamas. Now the Biskrov gives a teretz to this kasha of the Gra based on his Yisoid that we mentioned previously. The Yisoid of the Biskrov was that although in order for it to be Chal the Shem Bikurim, that's only after it finishes growing and is detached from the ground, that's when it can actually be Chal the Shem Bikurim and it gets a din of Havo. However, the Kriya Shem, that already could be done when the fruit begins to grow, as is Mavur in the Mishnah Bikurim. Now the Biskrov explains further that this din, that you should not be ma'acher the Bikurim to the Chuma, you have to first be ma'afesh Bikurim and then Chuma, that's dependent on the Kriyas Shem. In other words, once he's Kriyas Shem to the Bikurim, afterwards he could be ma'afesh Chuma, even if the Shem Bikurim has not yet been Chal, the Pri has not yet finished growing and it was not detached from the ground, if one will be ma'afesh Chuma at that point, he's not being over this Isser, it's not considered that he's being ma'afesh the Chuma before the Bikurim, since he was already Kriya Shem to the Bikurim before he was Mafresh the Truma. However, the Briskerov says, as far as the din of Dimua, the Bikurim will aser the Tarevis and will only be Oila Be'echer Umeya, that's definitely only after it's Chal the Shem Bikurim once it's detached from the ground. That's when all the Dinim Bikurim are Chal on it. Before that, although it has a Kriya Shem, the Dinim have not yet been Chal. If so, the Briskerov says, we can answer very clearly the Kasha of the Goyin on Rashi. The Goyin asked on Rashi, what does Rashi mean that Dimacha is referring to Chuma because Chuma is Midamas, L'cher Bikurim is also Midamas? The answer is that when the Torah is telling us that one has to be Makdim the Bikurim to the Chuma, which means he has to be Makdim the Kriyas Shem to the Bikurim before the Afrashas Chuma, and at the time he's going to do this Kriyas Shem to the Bikurim, it's not going to have a din to be Midameya, because the actual Shem Bikurim is only going to be Chal at a later point once it's detached from the ground. If so, we understand very well why Dimacha refers to Chuma not to Bikurim, because we're talking about a point in time when he's mafresh the truma will have a din dimua. V'shas afreshas truma, it's already chal and has all dinay truma. Hashenkin the kriyas shem to the bikurim that we're talking about is not going to make a din to be midameya. So the Torah is telling us to be makin the kriyas shem of the bikurim, which will not be midameya, to the afreshas truma, which won't be midameya. This is why demacha is a reference to the truma and not to the bikurim. Now continue on. Behemshach the Gemara brings a mishnah and demay. Hoyu lefanav shtei kalkolis shal tevel. V'omar meiser shalzu b'zu, harishayna mu'useres. If he says shalzu b'zu v'shalzu b'zu, he says in both directions, the first should serve as meiser for the second, and the second for the first. Harishayna mu'useres v'ashniya ina mu'useres. Once he read he was mafish meiser from one on the other, the one that was patterned cannot serve as meiser for the one that was not patterned. In the third case of the Mishnah, meisrei sein meiser kakol b'chaverto kares Hashem. Both kakolos are patterned, since simultaneously he patterned each one with the other one. On this thing, Mar brings v'itmar Reb Lozer Eimer loikim epnei shehikta meiser sheni shebala meiser rishon shebechaverta. Reb Lozer is going on the first and the second case of the Mishnah, not on the third case. The third case, who's mafresh everything together at the same time, in that case he's not chayiv malchus, but in the first case and in the second case he is leike, because he was makdim the meiser sheni to the meiser rishain. Now it's not so clear, what exactly does this mean? What exactly is the iser? Where was he makdim the sheni to the rishain? The lashon of Rashi over here, Dibur Mas Opnei Sheikot Meiser Sheni Shibol Meiser Rishon. His lashon is Nimtza Meiser Sheni Shal Kol Kol Azu Koydim the Meiser Rishon Shehoimid Lahafish Meidach Kol Kol Koydim Lachin. Rashi seems to be saying that if there are two Kol Kolas, Kol Kol A and Kol Kol B, and he's mafresh the Meiser Sheni from Kol Kol A before he's mafresh the Meiser Rishon from Kol Kol B, he's also over this iser for being mafresh Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. Since originally both Kol Kolas were aimed to have Meiser Rishon Hufresh. As Rashi begins, the Meikar Mikamad Omer Shalzu Bazu Kaimu Lahafresh Men and Meiser Rishon U Meiser Sheni. Since both Kalkolas were aimed right now to have both Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, if he's Mafresh Meiser Sheni from one before Meiser Rishon of the other one, he's over this Isser. This is how the Tzayin Kodshim learns B'das Rashi. Wherever he is, he says, L'chair Rashi was bothered, Ein Lo Davar Saif, if a person has two totally separate Kris, two totally separate piles of Tvua. We're going to say also that he has to be mafresh meiser rishon from each one before he goes on to be mafresh meiser sheni from any of them. That's very difficult to say. So the Tzayin Kodshim explains what Rashi means is dafka over here, where he said shalzu bazu, he sort of combined the two of them by being mafresh one from the other. He made a sheiches between the two of them. That's where we say this din that if he's mafresh meiser sheni from one before meiser rishon of the other one, he's over the iser. Be'ene chanami, if there'll be two totally separate kris, and he doesn't combine them in any way, one has nothing to do with the other one, there would not be a problem if he's mafresh meiser rishon and meiser sheni from one before he's mafresh meiser rishon from the other one. Now Tosis, however, learns not like this. Tosis, in the beginning of Dibur Maschil of Itmar law, he explains the problem differently, that when he's mafresh the meiser rishon and the meiser sheni for Kalkola A with pairs from Kalkola B, so when he's mafresh the meiser sheni, he's taking pairs from Kalkola B, which they themselves did not have a Meiser Rishon Hufresh for them. When he took out the Paris from Kalkola B to be Mafresh Meiser Rishon, it wasn't to patter the rest of the Paris in Kalkola B, it was to patter the Paris in Kalkola A. So Kalkola B still never had Meiser Rishon. Afterwards, when he takes more Paris out of Kalkola B to be the Meiser Sheni for Kalkola A, so he's being Mafresh something for Meiser Sheni, which it itself did not yet have a fresh of Meiser Rishon, is called Tevela Meiser Rishon. That's where he's over the Isser. This is how Tosis understands the Shittum Kobetas in the Hashmatis, in the Islam at Gimel, explains very clearly that this is the problem. But Agapam, this will be different than the way Rashi explains. Rashi explained the problem is that he's mafresh the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Sheni for Kalkola A before he's mafresh the Meiser Rishon for Kalkola B. According to Tosis, that would not be a problem. Each Kalkola would be considered a separate entity. There would be no din that you have to first be mafresh the Meiser Rishon of B before you're mafresh the Meiser Sheni of A. And according to Taisis, it's a different din. You're being mafresh or designated something as Meiser Sheni when it itself is still Tevel, it was not yet patterned from its Chi of Meiser Rishon. Now in the Sefer Madani Eretz from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zitzal on Hilchos Trumas in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, he discusses our Sugya and he's bothered, why is the Rashi do not want to learn the Pshat and the Sugya on Derech Taisis? At first he wants to suggest, maybe Rashi holds, the only problem of Lois Ha'acher, to be makdim Meiser Sheni to Meiser Rishon, is only if he's matter the Shirayim from Meiser Sheni before being matter them from the Chi of Meiser Rishon. In other words, the Shirayim, the part which is eventually going to be Chulin, it's not going to be Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni, it's Tevel, it's Oster, until you mafresh other Peris as Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni on their behalf. If you're going to patter them from the Chi of Meiser Sheni before the Chi of Meiser Rishon, then you're going to be over the Lav. The way Tosis learns the problem, the reason why you're Chayiv Malkus over here, is because the Meiser Sheni, which he was Mafish, in itself was still Tovel for Meiser Rishon. Perhaps Rashi holds, that's not the Lav, that's not what you're getting Malkus for. You're only getting Malkus if you're patterning Shirayim from Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. And that's the Rashi learns. The problem over here is that he's patterning some of the Shirayim from the Chi of Meiser Sheni before patterning other parts of the Shirayim from the Chi of Meiser Rishon. So although the way Rashi learns, you do have to come up to a big chiddush, as the Tzayin Kodshim points out, it's two different chalakim. He's patching the chiv meiser sheni from one chalik before patching the chiv meiser rishon to the other chalik. But here in this case, it would be a problem, as the Tzayin Kodshim explains with Das Rashi. That's how Shlomo Zalman originally wants to say the pshat. The meiser he brings right is not like this. The problem is not only for patching the shirayim from meiser sheni before meiser rishon on the meiser sheni itself. separating Maisa Sheni, if it itself was still Tavel for Maisa Rishon, that would also be a problem. The Maisa he's bothered, whereas Rashi not want to learn like Tosfos. Now it's interesting, he points out, Teich Dvarov, there seems to be a major nafkamina between the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of Tosfos. What happens if he's mafresh Paris from Kalkola B to Pater Kalkola A, but he never ends up being mafresh from Kalkola B on itself, he never ends up taking off Maisa Rishon for Kalkola B. According to Rashi, he says, the Chorg one would not be Yoiver. The whole problem, according to Rashi, is only if he's makdim the Maiser Sheni to Maiser Rishon. In this case, he was makdim the Maiser Sheni of Kalkola A before he's mafresh the Maiser Rishon of Kalkola B. But if he never ends up being mafresh the Maiser Rishon of Kalkola B, then he was not over this Isser. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the Seder Isser is that he was mafresh Maiser Sheni from something which it itself was still Tovel for Maiser Rishon. So even if all he did was mafresh the Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni from the Paris of B on behalf of the Paris of A, and he was never mafresh anything for the Paris of B, also he was over this Isser, since he was mafresh the Maiser Sheni from Paris which it itself are still Tovel for Maiser Rishon. Based on this, he adds an interesting point. In the first case of the Mishnah, where he had two Kalkolas, he said Maiser Shalzu Bazu. He didn't say in both directions, he just said that the Paris of B will be Maiser for the Paris of A. The Fasha was Chal. The case is not talking about where afterwards he was also mafresh from A to B. That's the next case of the Mishnah. Kipshuta, in the first case of the Mishnah, after being mafresh the Paris of B on behalf of A, he's mafresh other Paris of Kalkola B to pater it itself. The Chor the Gemara should tell us that in that case, in the Reish of the Mishnah, he should have to stop and not be mafresh any Paris to pater B, because he's only over the Isser after he does that, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, he was already over the Isser. According to Rashi, he's only over the Isser after he's mafresh other Paris of Kalkola B to pater the rest of the Kalkola. But if he's not mafresh anything else, he wouldn't be over the Isser. The Gemara should have to tell us that he's not allowed to be mafresh other Paris to pater B, since at that point he'll be over the Isser. Just to clarify, what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman means to ask is that although the Gemara on Beis says that it's a nitik l'essay because the pasuk says mikol ma'aser seichem tarimu, however, as we see in Rashi, the Mashmaya of Rashi over there, and Taisa says clearly the essay of mikol ma'aser seichem tarimu is really only talking about the case where he was makdim meiser to truma. That's what the Torah says afterwards. There's an essay to be mafresh to truma. The essay is not referring to the case where he was makdim truma to be kurim or meiser sheni to meiser rishen. There is no essay. Although Rav Avin does consider the lav of Maktam Chumal Bikurim to be considered a lav nitik la'esei, Tosfos explains in Dibur Masal Hari Oinis that Rav Avin holds, since sometimes the lav is nitik la'esei, sometimes there's an essay to do, like in the case of Maktam Meiser to Chumo, therefore in all cases it would be considered nitik la'esei. That's what the Gemara's Kasha from Oinis. One can take a look over there in Tosfos Dibur Masal Hari Oinis. But Akupayim, the point that Rav Shlomo Zalman is making is that if one is Maktam Meiser Sheni to Meiser Rishen, since over there was no essay, the din should be that he should not be able to be mafresh Maiser Rishon afterwards. The way Rashi seems to be explaining the Gemara, Rashi, according to Tosfos, you already over the Isser once he was mafresh Maiser Sheni, that was still Tovel for Maiser Rishon. The Maiser Rishon goes on to say, he's really bothered, why does Rashi not hold like Tosfos? And he says, L'chor, you have to be madchik, that in truth Rashi really does mean Aderech Tosfos, not the way the Tzain Kochim understood with Das Rashi. Rashi also means the problem is being mafresh Maiser Sheni from Paris that they themselves are really Tovel for Maiser Rishen. He says he could fit this into the Lashon of Rashi, and the Sefer Eilah Shleima, he learns this way also B'das Rashi. There's another Nekuda which we'll discuss over here, which is really Negea to the previous point which we mentioned from Shlomo Zalman, a Nekuda which Lachayim talk about, and that is how to understand the Lomdus of the Isser of Maktam Truma L'Bikurim. And the Shaila is the Isser that which was Maktam the Truma, by being mafresh truma before being mafresh bikurim, then when he's over the Isser, or is the Isser that which he's ma'achar the bikurim? Being mafresh the bikurim after he already was mafresh the truma, that's when he's over the Isser. Or the same shalit would also be if he's makdim meiser to truma, there also he's over the Isser, as Rashi over here brings from the Mechilta and Tosfos as well, and Dibur Maschal Shehikdim, or if he's makdim meiser sheni to meiser rishen, all of these cases which are included in the Isser, what is the Yisayna Isser? Is it for being makdim that which he was supposed to be ma'acher, for being makdim the meiser before the truma, or the meiser sheni before the meiser rishen, or is it for being ma'acher that which he was supposed to be makdim, if he was ma'acher the truma after the meiser, or meiser rishen after meiser sheni, you say the iser is that which he was ma'acher, what he was supposed to have been makdim. As we'll see, there are a number of nafkaminas to this shayla. So kaprute, the lashon of the drasha, meliosra v'demach alay sa'acher, is a bit mashmur that the Isser, the Yisayna Isser, is for being ma'acher, that which he was supposed to have been makdim, for being ma'acher, the Bikurim, till after he was mafresh the Truma already. Lashon of Rashi and Dibur Masach of Pmei Shehiktim, he says, Kehichi de Muzar, Shalei La'akiv, Melei Ledimua, Hochanami Muzar, Shalei La'akiv, Meiser Rishon, Lemeiser Sheini. Rashi here again is mashmur, the Yisayna Isser, is for being ma'acher, that which he was supposed to have been makdim. There is, however, a mashmais in the other direction from the Mechuta, which Rashi brings in the Lishna Achrino. The Mechuta has a different Mekor to the Seder Advarim. How do you know that Bikurim comes first, and then Truma, then Meiser Sheni? The Mechuta is a Vur because Bikurim has four Shemais, Truma has three Shemais, Meiser Rishon has two, and Meiser Sheni one. That's how we know the Seder. And the Lashon of the Mechuta is Yukdam Bikurim LeTruma, and Yukdam Truma LeMeiser. The mashmais is, and there is a kpeda that the one which is more choshev has to be kodam, has to be first. So if one is makdim the truma before the bikurim, just by being makdim the truma, he's already over an iser. It's not only after he was ma'acher already the bikurim, rather just by being makdim the truma, which is not as choshev as the bikurim, he's already over the iser for not being makdim first the bikurim. So this nidin is discussed in the sefer Kli Chemda al Torah in Parashas Kisavai. He brings a sugyo and he discusses this nidin, and he brings a raya from the gemara over here on Amud Beis. The Gemara here says this Isser of being Makdam Truma the Bikurim, according to the Manam, that he does not get Malkus. The Gemara was bothered, even though it's Ein by Maisa, L'chara B'dibur Yasa Maisa, that should be considered that he did a Maisa. The Gemara explains Amar of Ovin, and the reason why one would not get Malkus is because it's a Lava Nitig L'Essay. Since the Pasuk says afterwards, Mikol Mastrei Seichem Tarimu, from there we learn that if one is over the Isser, he then has an essay to go ahead and still be Mafish, the Trumas or Maisers. As we mentioned before, Be'ikur, that pasuk is referring to the case where he's makdim meiser to truma. The Torah says afterwards that it should still be mafresh to truma. Ravin says for that reason it's considered a lavanitik la'esei. So the Kli Chemda says, Bishmo, if we understand that at the time he was makdim the meiser, he was ready over the iser, so that's considered lavanitik la'esei because the pasuk says afterwards he should be mafresh to truma. However, if he was not yet over the iser, b'shas he was mafresh the meiser, how could you consider this a lavanitik la'esei? Although the Torah is telling him to be mafresh the truma after he already was mafresh the meiser, but since it's only at that point when he ends up being mafresh the truma that iser is completed, how could you consider this a lav nitik la'esei? How could you say that the afreshes truma is a way of being menatik the lav? From here, the Kli Chemda proves, like the Tzad, that when it's over already the iser b'shas he's makdim that which he was supposed to be ma'acher. For that reason, we can understand that it would be considered a lav nitik la'esei. A second right that the Kli Chemda brings is from a Rashi in Shabbos. On Kuf Chav Zayin Amabeis, the Dibur Maslal Shehakdimo B'Shibolim, Rashi over there is Mavur, that if one is Makdim Meiser B'Shibolim, he took off Meiser from the stalks, so Rashi says, even though he was Makdim the Meiser to the Truma, in that case he won't get Malkus, since he was Mafresh the Meiser before the Chi of Truma was Chal already. The Chi of Truma was only Chal after the Miruach, here he went and he was Mafresh the Meiser before the Miruach, so even though he was Mafresh the Meiser before the Truma, in that case he will not get Malkus. And the Kli Chemda says, Kepshuta, even afterwards when he goes ahead and is mafresh the Truma, after he does Miruach and the Chi of Truma is Chal, and he's mafresh the Truma, then is it even then he's not Chayiv Malkus? Even though the Chayiv now is being Ma'achar, that which he was supposed to be Makdim, when he's mafresh the Truma, he's doing it after the Meiser, he should get Malkus for that. On that the Kli Chemda says, the Yisayda Isser, that which he gets Malkus for, is for being Makdim, that which he was supposed to be Ma'achar, not for being Ma'achar, that which he was supposed to be Makdim. Like he brings the right from Arsigyo, from now which the Sigyo is Mavur, that the Lav of Mleoscha v'demacha loisacher is the Lav of Nitig la'esei, that would also only make sense if he's over the Isser when he's Makdim now which he was supposed to be Ma'acher, not if you learn that the Isser is when he was Ma'acher now which he was supposed to be Makdim. But Akapav, this will be another Nafkamino, if they say the Isser is for being Makdim the Ma'ucher, then we would understand that when he's Mafresh the Meiser b'Shibolim, so even afterwards when he's Mafresh the Truma, he's not Chayiv Malkus. If, however, the Yisayna Isser is for being Ma'acher, that which he was supposed to be Makdim, then the Chayiv when he's Mafresh the Truma, after he did Miruach, then he should be Chayiv for being Ma'acher the Mukdim. The Kli Chemda then goes on and he quotes from the Sefer Lekach Toiv from Rav Yosef Engel, who discusses this Nidin, and he brings the Yerushalmi. He says, the Yerushalmi Kepshuta is Mevur, that there's a Machoikis, Mamash in this Nekuda. The Yerushalmi is in Perek Gimel, Hilchas Truma, Salocha Gimel, and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Eimas Hu Oiver. At one point is one over this Isser of Mleoscha v'demacha loisa acher, Rav Chiya bar ba oimer mitchilo, Rav Shmuel bar Yisrak oimer besoif. Ma nafig mi b'nei hoin? In other words, what's the nafkamina between them? Yishami says the nafkamina is, if it's Nisraf hakri. That's a nafkamino. According to Rav Chiya bar Ba Oiver, according to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Eino Yoiver. And the Lekach Toiv explains, Kepshuta, what Yerushalmi means to say is, according to the first sheet of Rav Chiya bar Ba, he's Oiver mitchilo, meaning as soon as he's makdim the Mu'uchar, he's already Oiver. So for example, if he's mafish the Meiser before the Truma, he's already Oiver. If afterwards it's Nisrafa Kri, the whole Kri burns down, he doesn't end up being mafish anything else, he was already Oiver the Isser. Mashenkin, according to Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, you're only Oiver Besoif, when he's ma'acher the mukdom, when he's mafish the truma after the ma'aser, that's when he's over. If he never ends up being mafish it because the kri was nisraf, he's not going to be over. The ma'aser Lekach Toiv asks, he says, Zachar, you cannot learn the Yerushalmi this way. He asks, because in Erasig it's mevur, as the rai that Kli Chemda brought, that this isra of Mliyoschav with the ma'ach le'sacher is a lav shenitig le'esei. That's a rai that one is over as soon as he's makdim the ma'ucher. And Lekach Toiv does not want to say that this is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. He holds that it's not mistaber to say that this is such a machlikis mikotze al kotze, and if he has a different pshat than the Yerushalmi. I'll mention another raya which some achrayim bring to the tzad that the isser is for being makdim the meucher. For the gemara later on in daf hey omid beis, the sugya of kamilsad am rachmanu loisavid yavid loy mahani, and the gemara over there asks according to Rav that holds yavid loy mahani, for now which the din is that if one is mafish truma before bikurim, he's over the isser of mliyoscha vidamacha loisacher, yet still the din is as the Mishnah says. The Gemara asks, this is a kasha on Rava, and Rava we should say Yavud Loi Mahani. The Hafrasha's Truma should not be Chal, since he's being over an Isser by being makdim in the Truma to the Bikurim. This L'chair is a Raya, that he's already over the Isser by being makdim in the Truma. If the Isser is only Chal after he's mafish the Bikurim, L'chair, that would not be reason to say that when he's mafish the Truma before the Bikurim, we should say Yavud Loi Mahani, and the Hafrasha's Truma is not Chal. This l'chair is another right to the side that the Isser is for being makdim the Me'uchar. One can take a look in the Kli Chemda Parshas Kisavoy, in the Sefer Lekach Toiv Klal Hei, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Madan Yeretz in Trumas Paragimel Halacha Gimel Oizvov, and there's a Truva about this as well from Rav Moshe in Igras Moshe Chelik Tes, in the Chelik of Kodshim Simen Zayin Ois Ches, he discusses Nidin as well. I'll mention one other possible Nafkamina on these two Tzadim, which is brought in the Shiurim from Rav David Salvechik Shlita, and that is he discusses the Shita of the Taz in Yerdei Simen Aleph Sifkot and Yud Zayin. The Taz over there is Mechadish, that there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma even in a case where a person does not plan on eating the Peris. Even if he has no plan on eating the Peris, still one should be Mafish Truma because the Hafrash itself is a mitzvah. Rav Craig over there on the Shulchan Aruch, however, says, Le'imotzosi Zeh, he didn't find any Makar to say this. He says the Pashtus is the mitzvah of a freshest truma is only if a person wants to eat the peris. Akapan Rav David has a suffix, if you hold a derech l'shit of Rabbi Kveger, that there's no mitzvah of a freshest truma and maestris unless he wants to eat the peris. So what would happen in a case where he has no das to eat the peris, and he goes ahead and is mafish maestr rishain without being mafish truma? So he says, if you hold the isser is to be makdim the ma'ucher, so in this case, by being mafish maestr rishain before truma, even though he had no chiv to be mafish truma, he'll be over the isser. Mashenkin, if the Isser is to be ma'acher, that which was supposed to be muktam, by being ma'acher the truma which was supposed to come first, so that'll only be in a case where we had a chiv to be mafish truma. In this case, we had no chiv b'chal because he wasn't planning on eating the peris, so if he's mafish the ma'aser rishon first, even if afterwards he is mafish the truma, still he's not going to be over the Isser because he was not ma'acher, that which was supposed to be muktam, there was no chiv b'chal to be mafish truma since he was not planning on eating the peris. Now continue on, the Gemara Nomer Beis, after the Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina was really pattering Makdim Shuma Lubikurim, Aptura Koi, the Gemara then asks, why should you not be Chayiv Malkus for being Makdim Shuma Lubikurim, Lechayiv B'dibura Osa Maisa? Just like Meimar, you don't say that Slav Sha'im B'maisa, rather B'dibura Osa Maisa, Makdim Shuma Lubikurim also is B'dibura Osa Maisa. Rashi says, when he's Kari Hashem, he gives a Kedushas Shuma through his Kriya Hashem, that's B'dibura Osa Maisa. Why does he not get Malkus? And that the Gemara says, Omer of Ovin, Shani Hosn Delav Shenitig Le'esehu. The reason why Makdim Truma Lubikurim does not get Malkus, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, is because it's a Lav Shenitig Le'esei. The Pasuk says, Mikol Mas Feisechem Tarimu, the Torah gives a mitzvah that even if he was Makdim Meister to the Truma, afterwards he should be Mafresh to Truma, that's a Lav Shenitig Le'esei. And this Gemara asks, Omer Le'abaya, Bechol Lav Shenitig Le'esei Lo'iloki, Vahomeimar the Lav Shenitig Le'esehu Veloki. Abaya asks, how could you say a klal, the Lav Shenitig Le'esei does not get Malkus, Meimar is also Lav Shenitig Le'esei, and it does get Malkus. Rashi over here says, why is Meimar Lav Shenitig Le'esei? The pasuk says lo yachli fenu v'lo yomer oisay, but then it says v'im homer yomer v'yihu smrasi yeh kodesh. The end of the pasuk is an essay that if one was meimer, so that he should be noy kedusha both on the original behema and on the tamura, that's considered a nitigla essay. And this my answer is that tamura is trei lavi, havli trei lavi v'chad essay v'liyosi v'chad essay v'okar trei lavi. You don't see the klal of lav shenitigla essay ain't likin a love if there's two lavin and only one essay. At Tosaf in Yadibra Maschel V'kol, he asks Akasha, he says, what does Abaya mean to be asking over here? Is Abaya doubting the whole klal of lav shenitigla essay ain't likin a love? We have Mishnayis that are mavur this klal. The Mishnah in Chulin says, on Kuf Mem Aleph, Hanoitel Eim Al Bonim, if one took the mother bird from on top of the offspring, so the Chacham say, Meshaleach Ve'in Eloika, there's no Chi of Malkus, because it's a lav shenitigla essay. The Lashon of the Mishnah over there is, a klal called Mitzvah Sleisus Ei Sheyesh Bokom Essay, ain't likin a leho. So how could Abaye be doubting this klal over here? As far as Noisir as well, the Braisa says, we learn from Leisir, men who had biker, bought cost of litan essay, achar Leisir, loimer shein likin a love. And as far as Ma'anis as well, the Braisa says later on, dafei, oinis shagirish, in Mistral hu machzer ve'in a loike. If one was Megarish, a person who had been Ma'anis, so he was over the love of Leyucha Leshalcha Kalyomov, still there's no chiv malchus, the Braisa says, because it's a lava nitigla essay. So Tosis says that surely Abaye is maskim to the ikur klal of lava nitigla essay. He's not doubting the entire klal. However, he holds, dafka in a case like Shiluach HaKein, or Noiser, or Oines, over there the essay is samach to the lois essay. By Shiluach HaKein it says, Loisikach eim albonim, shaliach teshalach. By Noiser it says, Loisisir menu arboiker, va Noiser menu arboiker beish tisarif. By Oines the pasuk says, Loyucha leshalcha, and then it says, Kol yomov, as Mark explains later on, Dafei Omer Aleph, from the words Kol Yomav we learn, Kol Yomav Bamuy Vahachzer Koy, from those words we learn that if he was Megarisher, there's an essay to take her back afterwards. All these cases, Abaye is definitely maskim, this is a Lavanitic essay and there is no Chi of Malkus. Abaye was asking specifically over here, where Abavin says, as far as the Isser of Maktam Shumul Bikurim, that it's a Lavanitic essay because the Pasuk says, Mikol Ma'asvei Seichem Tarimu, this Pasuk of Mikol Ma'asvei Seichem Tarimu is not written next to the other Pasuk, of Mleyoscha v'demachal leisa acher, which is the lav. Here's where Abaye is coming to argue and say that this is not considered a lav nitigla essay. So what does Abaye mean to bring from Meimar? What is his raya from Tamura, that Tamura you get malchus even though it's lav nitigla essay? Tamura, the essay is written immediately after the lav. The pasuk says, lo yachli fenev lo yomer oisai. In the same pasuk, it continues later, v'im hamer yomer behima bebehima, v'hayahu esmrasa yiyeh kodesh. So there the essay does immediately follow the lav. So there is some other reason why over there we don't say the klav lav nitigla essay ain't like an alov. But what is Abaye proving from there to the case of Maktam Shumma Labikurim? So Saiz explains, what Abaye means to say is he's being medama milsa la milsa. He's comparing two cases that are not the classic case of lav nitigla essay. Maktam Shumma Labikurim and Tmura are both different from the typical lav nitigla essay for two different reasons. Maktam Shumma Labikurim, the reason is, as Saiz explained, because the essay is not written next to the lav. Tamura is different than the regular lav nitigla essay, Tosis explains. The eini mekayim ha'essay biyadayim. There's nothing that he has to positively do biyadayim in order to rectify the lav. The pasuk just says, v'hayahu smresa yiyeh kodesh, that the din is that both of them have dinei kedusha. That's not saying that the Torah is being mitzavim to do biyadayim. That for Yitzchayv Malkus, it's not included in the klav lav nitigla essay. So too also, maktam shum l'bikurim should not be included in the klav. Even though Maktam Shum will be Kurim, there is something that he's supposed to do be a daim. The Pasuk says, Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu, the Torah is telling him that if he was Makdim, the Meister to the Truma, afterwards he should go and be Mafish the Truma. So here there is a Meister be daim to do, but still it should not be included in the Klal of Lav Nitig Lesser because it's also not the typical case, since the essay is not written next to the Lav. This is the Pshat of Tosis in the Gemara. This obviously sounds Mechudish, we're comparing two different concepts. A case which is not the regular lav nitigla essay because the essay is not written next to the lav, to a different case where there's no maisa b'yadayim to do. The stipend, the Kilos Yaakov over here in Siman Daud, he has an arichos on this tesis, and he gives an explanation what exactly tesis means, what is the comparison between these two different factors, which make it not the regular case of lav nitigla essay. The stipend is makdim with the sugya makis daf tezvov, he's marich over there in the hezbro of that sugya, we'll just say it over b'kitzer. The Sugya of Neir Makis discusses what's the din about a loisasei shekodmoy essay. Is there a chiv Makis for that loisasei or not? Is that included in the klal of lis of lav shenitigla essay ain't like in a love? What's loisasei shekodmoy essay? Rashi over there explains it means a case where it's possible to mekayim the essay even before you did the lav. So it's not the pshat that you only have the essay after you're over the lava, like by Noiser, for example, only after you left it, that's when there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. There are cases where there's the same essay before the lava and after the lava as well. For example, the Gemara had a tzad to say, as far as Ma'anis, that's the case where he has an essay of Loisiyah Leisha, he has to marry her, and the Gemara understood that it's the same essay after he's Megarasher. If he's Megarasher, he has to take her back because of the same essay of Loisiyah Leisha. The Gemara has a shakal of a tie about this, but Al-Kapayim, there is such a tzad, that would be an example of Loisiyah Shekodmai essay. There's the same essay before the Loisiyah essay and after the Loisiyah essay. The Gemara has a shakal, is that considered Lav Nitig L'essay or not? Rabbeinu Chanan over there has a different pshat in Loisiyah Shekodmai essay, that it means the Torah wrote the essay before the Loisiyah essay. It's not a question of when it was possible to become the essay, it's a question of how it was written, but Al-Kapanim, the Gemara there discusses, is this included in the klal of Loisiyah Shenitig L'essay? Al-Kapanim, the Maisa, the Sig over there comes out with the Machlekes, the sheet of Rava L'maskana is, the Loisiyah Shekodmai essay, you do get Malkus, it's not like the regular klal of Lav Nitig L'essay. Rav Papa over there argues, and he holds, even if it's Loisiyah Shekodmai essay also, the din should be that you don't get Malkus. And Rav Papa over there explains, what's the reason? Because it's not dumya to the lav de chasima. The makar, the way we know that all chayvin lav in the Torah get malchus, is through a limud from the lav of leisachsam sharbedishay. Therefore, any chiyuv lavin in order to get malchus has to be similar to the lav of leisachsam sharbedishay. And if Papa holds, since leisachsam sharbedishay does not have any essay bechlal, doesn't have an essay before the lav or after the lav, so only leisachsay which does not have any essay at all will get malchus. Leisachsay which does have an essay, even if the essay is kodma to the leisachsay, it's not dumid the lav de chasima, there will be no chi of malchus. That's the sheet of Rav Papa, but again, Rava holds the cloud that lav nitig l'essay in like in a love is not in the case where it's kodmo essay to the lois essay. Rava over there is mavur, the pshat is that if the essay only comes after the lois essay, so then the Torah is being menatic, the lois essay, the Torah is telling us that there's no chi of malchus. Whether there's a tzivah to do the essay, that's how you fix up the lois essay, but there is no chi of malchus. If whoever was kodmo essay to the lois essay, again, whether this means that it's possible to become the essay before the Lois essay, or means the way that it's written in the Torah, the essay is written before the Lois essay, according to either one of these pshatim, if it's kodmo essay to the Lois essay, then the pshat is, the Torah is not telling us the way to fix up the Lois essay is by doing the essay. If that was the case, then the essay would have been written after the Lois essay, or would it only be possible to become the essay after the Lois essay? Since that's not the case, Akarcha, the Torah does not mean to be telling us that there's no Chiv Malkus, rather do the essay and that's how you fix up the Lois essay. Therefore, there is still a Chiv Malkus in this case. Al-Kapar and Lemaiso comes out from the Sig over there, the sniper says, is that this Machlekes HaMeirum had to understand the Klal of Lavanitik L'essay. According to the Shita of Rava, the Klal is that when we understand the Torah means to be telling us the way to fix up the Lois essay is by being Mekayim the essay, then we understand the Torah means that there should be no Chiv Malkus. If we don't understand that this is what the Torah is telling us, like in the case of Kodmei Essay, the Lois essay, there is a Chiv Malkus. Rav Papa has a different understanding in the Klal of Lav Nitig L'essay. It has nothing to do with whether the Torah is telling us that the way to be Menatik the Lois essay is by being Mekayim the essay. It's a whole different pshat. The pshat is, in order to be Chayiv Malkus for being over a Lav, it has to be Dumi to the Lav de Chasima. If there's an essay that's not Dumi to the Lav de Chasima, there's no Chiv Malkus, and therefore it makes no difference if the Lois essay comes before the essay, or the essay comes before the Lois essay. With this, the Cyprus says we can now understand what Tosis means to say in our sugya. He explains that by Tmura, since as Tosis tells us, the essay is not a Maisa B'Yadayim, what Tosis means to say is that it cannot possibly be understood that the Torah is telling us that what fixes up the Lav is the essay of Ahoyuhu is from Rasa Yehakodesh. Bishma, when the essay is something to do B'Yadayim, we can understand the Torah is telling us, go ahead and do the Maisa B'Yadayim, and through that, that will rectify the Lois essay. That's how the Torah tells us that there is no Chiv Malkus. If, however, the essay is not really a mitzvah, it's not a tzivui to do b'yadayim, rather it's really a din, the Torah is telling us the din is vahihu asmur asayi ha-kodesh, it cannot possibly be understood that the Torah is telling us this should rectify the lois asayi, and I'll be instead of the malchus. Therefore, what Tosis means to say, the stipler explains, is that this is a bayez raya, that the klav of lav nitig l'essay is only in a case where the essay is rectifying the lav. That's what he's proving from Tmura, since by Tmura the din is that there is a chiv malchus, we don't consider it a lav nitig l'essay. What Abayi means to say is, the reason why it's not a lav nitig l'essay is because we don't understand the Torah means to be telling us the essay rectifies the lav. And Abayi holds like the Shita, that the only time something is considered lav nitig l'essay is if we understand that that's what the Torah is telling us, to do the essay, and through that, that will be masak in the lav, that will be instead of the malchus. And from Tmura, Abayi is proving, not like Rabbovin was mecharish that the lav of makdim chumul bikurim is also considered a lav nitig l'essay. because of the essay of Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu, Abai is saying that your case is not considered Lav Nidigla essay. Why? As Tosis explains, the essay of Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu is not written next to the Lav. What is the Svara? What difference does it make if it's written next to the Lav or not next to the Lav? The Pshat is, and this is Mavur Tosis later on in Dibur Maschav Rav Yaakov, that if it's written next to the Lav, we understand that Torah is telling us that the essay is to rectify the Lav. If it's not written next to each other, then we don't understand the Torah that way. So Abai is proving, the same way by Tumur it's not considered a Lav and Nitigla essay, because the essay is not coming to rectify the Lav, by Maktam Trumul Bikurim also it's not a Lav and Nitigla essay. For the same reason, the essay is not coming to be Menatik the Lav. Over there, the reason why it's not being Menatik the Lav is because we see the essay is not written next to the Lais essay. So the way we know that in these two cases, the essay is not being Menatik the Lav, it's for two different reasons. As Tosfos says, Abai is being Madama Milsa La Milsa, but the cloud that Abai is showing us is, in order for something to be considered a Lav Nitikla essay, it has to be that we understand the Torah to be telling us that there is no Chiv Malkus, because the way to be Menatik the Lav is by being Mekayim the essay. And therefore, in both of these cases, Tmura and Maktam Trumum the Bikurim is not considered a Lav Nitikla essay, and there would be a Chiv Malkus. Rabbi Avinu, on the other hand, would hold like the other side, the Stipler explains. The reason why Lav Nitik Lassi does not get Malkus is because it's not Dumi de Lav de Chasima. It does not have to be that we understand the Torah to be telling us that the essay is Menatik de Lav. Therefore, in both of these cases, the case of Maktam Trumah de Bikurim, although the essay is not written next to the Lais essay, so it's not coming to be Menatik de Lav, but Lamai says it's still not Dumi de Lav de Chasima. It's still different because here this is the Lais essay, which has an essay to do afterwards. In the case of Tmura as well, even though the essay is not coming to be Menatik de Lois essay, because it's not a Maisa to do by Yadayim, it's only a Din, but still that's enough to make Tmura different than Lav de Chasimo, therefore there should be no Chiv Malkus according to Rabovin. And the truth is, the Stipler adds further, that either way Rabovin is Muchach that he holds, the Lois essay Shekodma essay, the Din is that you don't get Malkus. He brings the Shittim Kubetis over here in Ois Gimel. Shita Mgweta says this clearly. He says Rabban has to hold this way because the essay of Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu is also an essay which was there before the Lav. The Shita Mgweta says Arsigur Rabban has to hold like the Shita and Makis, even at least to say Shekodma essay, also the din is that it's considered Lav Nitigla essay. This fits very well the way the Stipler is explaining. The Seyda din of Lav Nitigla essay, according to Rabban, is a pshat because it's not Dumma to Lav the Chasima, so it makes no difference if the essay is coming to be Menatik the Lais essay. Therefore, even if the essay was kodam to the Lois essay, or even if the essay is not next to the Lois essay, for the same reason, both of these cases, Rav Avraham would hold that it's Lav Nitik essay anyhow, because it's not Duma to Lav Dechasima, and that's in the Kudin that Abai argues on. The truth is, there is somewhat of a horror over here on this Mahalach of the Stipler, because when Tosis explains why Abai argues on Rav Avraham and he holds that in this case it's not considered a Lav Nitik essay, Tosis says, because the essay of Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu was not written next to the Lois essay, of the truth is, Tosis could have said a different reason why Abai would argue on Rabovin. Tosis could have said, because the essay is not coming to Menatik Lois essay, since it's an essay Shekodma Lois essay. The essay is Mikol Ma'aseh Seichem Tarimu, one could be Mekayim even before he's over the Lois essay. The Chayr Tosis should have brought this Taina as well. Why does Tosis only mention the fact that the essay and the Lois essay are not written next to each other? So this is the Ha'ara on the Mahalach of the Stipler. But Agaparam, this is the Mahalach of the Stipler to explain the Tosis. Now I'll mention another point which is discussed in the Stipler on Er Sugyo. He talks about this in Siman Dalet and also earlier in Siman Beis. And that is as far as the Chakir, which we spoke about in the first year, what exactly is the Yisayda Isra of Tmura? Is the Yisayda Isra for trying to take the Kedusha off of the original carbon? Or is the Yisayda Isra for being Makdash a second carbon as a Tmura? And he says, the Chayr from Er Sugyo is a Raya, the Yisayda Isra is for trying to take the Kedusha off of the first Behemah. He says, because in Er Sugyo it's Mavur, that Tmura is considered a Lav Nitikla essay because of the essay of Ahoyah who was from Rasa Yiyya Kodesh. As Tosis says, this is not really an essay which he has to do by a daim. It's more like a din which the Torah said, that the Kedusha is Noeg in both of them. But Agaparim, the Gemara's Mavur, this would be considered a Lav Nitikla essay, at least according to the Shita of Rabovin. And the Stipler asks, if the Yisayda Isser, that which was Makdash the second animal, how could this possibly be considered a Nitikla essay? Nitikla essay is after he's over his Isser, the Torah gives him a mitzvah, or the Torah gives a din, like in this case, that could make it considered Nitikla essay. But if the Isser is good for that which he was Makdash the second one, and he gave it a din Kedusha, that cannot possibly be considered Nitikla essay, that's the Isser itself. It's not something which follows the Isser, that's the Kepeda of the Torah which made it into an Isser. The Stipler over there does say in parentheses, perhaps if the whole Yisoid of Nitikla essay is that it's not similar to Lav de Chasima, then we could consider this a Nitikla essay. The Maase over there, he says, the Pashas is not like this. The Pashas is that from this Sugya Zaraya, from that which we're calling it Nitigla essay, It's mukhak that the Yisrael Isra is for trying to take the Kedusha off of the first Mehima, not for making the second one Kodesh. Therefore, we could understand that when the Torah says, V'hayuhu smrasa yiyah Kodesh, the second one becoming Kodesh gives it a din of nitak la'asei. We'll see later on in Daf Hey, the stipler then goes on and asks Akasha on this. He brings the raya from the Sugya of Yavid Loi Mahani, where the Gemara brings in by Tmura. Also, we should say Yavid Loi Mahani. The stipler asks, from there is a raya to the other tzad. Mirtz Hashem will get back to this later on Daf Hey. Now let's see, what's the terrace of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, this is according to the Girsa that we have. We'll see later, Rashi has a different Girsa. But our Girsa is, Havli Tri Lavi V'chad Esei, V'liyasi Chad Esei V'okar Tri Lavi. The Gemara answers that Tmur you get Malkus because Tmur has two Lavin, as Rashi says, Lo Yachli Fenu V'lo Yomir, and one Esei cannot be Eger two Lavin, therefore Tmur has Malkus. By shanking the Isser of being Makdim Trumul L'Bikurim, there's only one Lav, there the Esei could be Eger the Lav. Now there's an important Masha on this Gemara in the beginning of Chulin Dav Beis. Masha over there is referring to the Kasha that Tosis asks, which is the same Kasha that Tosis asks in the beginning of Tmura. The second Tosis in the Masechta, Dibur Maschal V'Seifig Yisra Arboim, Tosis asks, why does the Mishnah say that you get 40 Malkus for Tmura? Why don't you get 80 Malkus? L'chair, there's two Lavin, L'yach L'fenev Lo Yomer Oisei. Tosis asks the same Kasha in Chulin Dav Beis. Now over there the Masha asks, he doesn't understand what is Tosis' Kasha. Masha says, based on our Gemara over here in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that really Tmura is a loisa say shenitik la'esei, there shouldn't be Malkus. The only reason why there is Malkus is because le'okar chad esei le'trei lavin, one esei cannot be ekar two lavin. If so, the Masha says, we understand clearly why there's only one set of Malkus. Because the esei could be ekar one of the lavin, it's only the second lav, which does not have an esei being ekar it, that's where you get Malkus. Since if there would only be one lav, you wouldn't get any Malkus at all, the esei would be ekar it. Now that there's two lavin, you should get one set of Malkus. The Masha asks this as a Kashan Taisis, and he leaves off Betzara Chiyun. Now the Masha over there is Mavur, he understands when our Gemara says, L'yosi Chad Esei V'okar Trei Lavin, means that Esei cannot be Oker both of the Lavin, and therefore you'll get Malkus, but you only get one set of Malkus, because one of the Lavin, the Esei can be Oker. This is how the Masha understood. There's a Shagas Ari who understands like this as well, the Shagas Ari in Simin Pei Beis, in Yonim of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, he quotes our Gemara that says, L'yosi Chad Esei V'okar Lois Esei. Over there, Toich Dvarov, it's Mavur that he understood, if theoretically only Anoshim would have the Essay of Tashbisu, Anoshim would not have Tashbisu, so the din will be that if an Isha buys Chometz, so she would be Chayiv two Lavin, she would get two sets of Malkus. She doesn't have an Essay to be Menatik, one of the Lavin, so she would get Malkus for Ba'ira and for Ba'yimotze. Mashenkin and Ish, since he has the Essay of Tashbisu, that would be Menatik one of the Lavin, he would only get one set of Malkus. Shagasai also understands that when Agamar says, Le'osi Chad Essay, V'okar Trei Lavin, it means you get Malkus, but only for one of the Lavin, the other Lav, the Esei, can be Oiker. Ba'al Kapana Badas Toisvis, the stipend over here in Simen Daud, or Isdaud, he says, that Toisvis who do ask the Kasha, both here and in Chulin, Toisvis asks, you should get two sets of Malkus. Toisvis holds that when it says, Li'osi Chad Esei V'okar Trei Lavin, it means that when you have two Lavin together, that gives a certain Alimus to the Lavin, they're strengthened, and then the Esei cannot be Oiker, even one of them. So you will get two sets of Malkus. This was Tosis' Kasha, why does Tmur not get 80 Malkus, why only 40? Now, Stipel does say another Teres to this Kasha, based on his Cheshire and the way he learned Tosis over here by us, it's really a Machlaikas HaMeroim, whether Tmur is considered Lois Sesha Nitig La'Essay, is telling the Machlaikas about Lois Sesha Kodma Essay, if that's considered Nitig La'Essay, the Sheet of Abaya here is not like Rab Ovin, Abaya holds that Tmur is not considered Nitig La'Essay, here the Essay was not given to be Menatik Delav, and that's like the Sheet of Ravin Makis. Rakapanam, according to this Cheshbin, the Stipler explains, you could say that Tosis is Kasha in the beginning of Tmura and the beginning of Chulin, is according to the Shitei Samiram who hold that Tmura is not considered Nitik La'Essay. Now Shagamar says that it is Nitik La'Essay just like Osi Chad Esi Vakar Trei Lavin, that's only according to the Shitei Rebovin. Or the Shitei Makas who holds that even Lois Esei Shekodma Esei is also considered Nitik La'Essay. But if you hold like that Amiram that it's not considered Nitik La'Essay, then right, Tosis has a good Kasha, Tosis could be asking according to those Amiram, the Amiram hold that Tmur is Mechal not a Nitik La'Essay. If so, Tosis asks, you should get 80 Malkus. Now there is a second Girs in the Teres of the Gemara, which Rashi brings over here in Dibur Maschal Hochi Garsinon, he brings the B'Shem Lushna Achrino, the Shita Megvetus brings this as well, and Oisei, and the Rebbeinu Gershon also, and that is that their Girs, the Teres of the Gemara, the reason why you get Malkus by Tmura, and you don't say that it's Nitik La'Essay, is because it's a Leisa Seisha Shava Ba'Koyl. Rashi over here is Mekatzer, he doesn't explain exactly what the Gemara means. However, in the Shita, Isei, as well as in the Rebbeinu Gershon, they explain what the Gemara's Teretz is that the Leisa Sei is Shava Ba'Koyl, because it applies to everyone, even Tzibur V'Shutfim. Vashenkin the essay is Einashav B'Koyel, it does not apply to Tzibur V'Shutvim. And the truth is, this is Mamash the Shita of the Rambam. We mentioned the Rambam in the past, the first Rambam in Hilchos Tzmura. The Rambam holds that even though Tzibur V'Shutvim, the din is that the Tzmur is Nachal, still one is Oiver, he's Chayiv Malkus, if he's Memer from a carbon of Tzibur V'Shutvim. And the Rambam over there in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, is actually coming to address this issue. Why is Tzmur not a Lava Nitig L'Essay? And he answers two answers. Both Gersois of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is, V'lam Malaykin al Tzmuro v'hari lav sheba nitik l'essay, sh'hari nemar v'im homer yomir v'ayuhu smura se'yi ha'kodesh. The Rambam says, V'pnei sh'yish ba'essay v'shnei lavin. V'oid, the Rambam continues further, sh'ein lav sheba shavu l'essay, sh'at sibur v'ashutfim ein oisin tzmura im emiru. V'af bi sh'ein muzharin sh'lo yemiru. Even though the Arba Chalad Elisa say they're muzhar sh'lo yemiru, still if they are memir, there's no essay because the tzmura is nachal. The Lech Mishnah over there on that Rambam says, Rabbeinu Kosov Taimi Shnei Agirsois, Nehura Oisom Vayitvu Beinov Shnei HaTaimim. The Lech Mishnah says the Rambam had both Girsois, and he held both of them are correct, and therefore he passed like both of them. But Rakabam, this would be a Makar to the Rambam, this second Girso would be a Makar to the Rambam, that even though the din is Tziru Vashutfim, the Tzmur is Nachal, still they're over the Loisasei. Now just we must have one final point on this Rambam. And the Kaveger on the Gilyon on that Rambam, he quotes Pashem the Makor Chaim and Simon Tov Lamed Aleph, who asks Akasha, we know that Neisr is considered Lav Nitig L'Essay, since if one does leave over, he has a mitzvah essay of Be'ish Tisarif. And the Makor Chaim asks, we know that Noshim Mar Potter from the mitzvah essay of Srifas Kodshim, since it's a mitzvah essay Shezman Groma, it's only Nisraf B'Yoyim, not Belaila, therefore it's a mitzvah essay Shezman Groma and Noshim Mar Potter. The Lav, however, Noshim do have. If so, how can Neisr be considered a Lav Nitig L'Essay if the L'Essay is Koilel more than the Essay, the L'Essay includes Noshim and the Essay does not? And Rav Kreger says, from here is a Raya to the Yisoid of the Tumim. The Tumim, Simon Tzadik Zayin, Sifkat and Zayin, says a Yisoid. He says, although the Rambam over here does paskin that when the L'Essay is Koilel more than the Essay, it's not considered a Lav Nitig L'Essay, that doesn't apply in all cases. It's only over here by Tmura, where Batsim in truth, this was the Svar of Taisvis, the essay of Tumur is not a real essay, it's not a tzivoy to do a maisa biyadayim, it's just that the Torah is telling us both behemoths are kodesh, it's not a typical nitigla essay. Over here, this is where the Gemara says, according to the Rambam's Girsa, that if the lois essay is koiled more than the essay, it's not considered a nitigla essay. However, in a case when there is a real essay, the Torah gives a tzivoy to do something biyadayim to rectify the lav, then even if the lois essay is koiled more than the essay, it will be considered a nitigla essay. For that reason, nicer, but the Torah is telling you to burn it after you left it over. That's a tzivoy to do an essay to rectify the lav. Although the lois essay applies to nashim and the essay does not, that would be considered nitig l'essay. The Rambam's clause only by tzmura, where the essay is not really being menatik the lav. Now the hezber to this yisayit of the tumim would be, in order for one to be putter from malchus, because the lois essay is considered a lois essay shenitig l'essay, it has to be looked at as the essay is coming to be menatik the lav. That's how the Torah tells us that there's no chiyuv malchus. According to the Mahalach of Tosis in the Sugya, the way the Stipler learned, this is actually telling the Machlokes Amirim, the Rakapam we're discussing now with Das the Rambam, Kaputa, according to the Rambam, what makes something a Nitig L'Essay is that which we're looking at the essay as being Menatik the Lav, that's how the Torah tells us that there is no Chiv Malkus. According to the second Girsa of the Gemara, the Lishna Achrina which Rashi brings, and the Rambam Paskins, that if the Lois Essay is Koil more than the essay, it's not considered Nitig L'Essay, the way the Tum understands as Dafka in the case of Tmura, the Pshat would be, and since the lois essay is koiled more people than have the essay, that would be an indication that the essay is not coming to be menatik the lav. If the Torah meant to give the essay as an opportunity to be menatik the lav, then b'slama the Torah would have given the essay to everyone. Everyone who has the lois essay would have also had the essay. So this would show that the essay is not coming to be menatik the lav. On this, the Tumim says, and Kreger proves this way from the kasha from Neisar, that this is only in a case where you don't have to do a maisa b'yadayim. The Torah didn't give a positive asiya to do. The essay is Niskayim Mimela, and since not everyone who has the Lois essay also has the essay, then Mestama we shouldn't look at it as a Nitikla essay. But shaking in the case where the Torah told him to do a Maisa B'Yadayim, then it's clear that to whoever the Torah did give this mitzvah's essay, the Torah was giving it to him in order to be Menatik the Lav. So then it doesn't bother us the fact that not everyone who has the Lois essay also has the essay. Whoever the Torah gave the essay to, the Torah gave him the opportunity to be Menatik the Lav. Whoever does not have the essay, the Torah did not give him the opportunity. But there's no tzad to be mistopic and say, maybe the essay is not coming to be menatik the lav, since more people have the lois essay than the essay. Since the Torah clearly told him to do something be a daim in order to be menatik the lois essay, it doesn't bother us the fact that not everyone has the essay. It's only in a case where it's not a Maisa Beidayim to do. That way it's not clear whether the essay is being given in order to menatik the lav. Here's where we could use the indication, by that which the Lois essay applies to more people than the essay, that could show us that Bistam the essay is not coming to be menatik the lav. This is Lucher the Hesber in the Yisayt of the Tumim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.